Well, hello. Welcome to Dwell Hello. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you, everybody, so much for being with us for another episode of Dwell Hello, our House Hunters podcast. If you want to listen to Bravo shows, you're on the right feed, because that's what we normally do with Watch What Crappens. But here we are with Little House Hunters, another small obsession of ours over the years, that we figured, hey, let's make a podcast for it. That's what we're doing.
That's right. And we're here today. We are going to be recapping Bling Battle in Naples, Florida. This is season 205, episode 8. We found this episode on YouTube TV. So just do a search for Bling Battle in Naples, Florida, and you will find it. I think it's actually a relatively recent episode. I'll tell you, I'm so excited about this episode that I went out and found a cheap blonde wig, and it's resting on my head as we speak.
You don't even need a wig for this. You just need some like corn straw, some straw from a corn, because that is the worst wig I've ever seen. And this is like a fairly famous lady, apparently. We were suggested this show by one of you. This is a listener request, because this lady, Dr. Denise, apparently is famous or whatever, and people know who she is, and she's just a nut. She's an absolute nutcase, and it was what a pleasure watching her. But she's a self-help lady. I will say, as a self-help, I'm really not a self-help person at all. I don't even help myself.
Unhelpful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but just to help yourself, better wig. I mean, you're in Florida. That's now true. You know, you're in Florida now, get a better wig.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you can't be like talking about bling and then you look like you're wearing lasagna on your head, right? So, I mean, it was like literally like pasta noodles flowing down. It was the wrong color. The shape was bad. So I actually was so intrigued by this woman that I looked her up. Her name is Dr. Denise Wood, and she has a website. And she's written three books. One book is called The Cheater's Mind by Dr. Denise Wood and Colleen Hitchcock, who does not have a photo. And then the next book is called Psyched to Be Skinny. And it's just a picture of like five women jumping up and down, like superimposed over a scale. So I guess it's really like psychology of being skinny.
They really are psyched to be skinny.
And then the last one is the one that looks the most like serious. It's called Cyberbully's Mind. And it's just a person holding up a phone. So I'm just going to say that she wrote Psyched to Be Skinny, and then she got pushback because it was problematic, because it was like, here's what you have to do to be skinny. Don't eat. Don't be stupid and eat. Be smart and not eat. I'm just going to guess that's what it was. And then people were like, what the hell is wrong with you? And then she's like, I've been cyberbullied. And then she wrote Cyberbully's Mind.
I know, it really is a whole journey she takes, because she starts with the cheater's mind, why he cheats. You know, so she got cheated on, then she got a revenge body back, was psyched to be skinny, and then she was bullied for being too hot by the time she got to Cyberbully's Mind.
Yeah, Psyched to be Skinny was reviewed in The Bikini Chef, and so if anyone wants to read that, you can check that out. Now, the thing is this, on her website, there's also a tab, she was in Mrs. Minnesota America pageant, and as you click on the talent tab, you click on that part. And she's a doctor, an author, and a pageant queen. And we see that she has competed in various pageants, including everyone, Mrs. North Oaks. Congratulations for being Mrs. North Oaks, Denise Wood.
You did it. You finally did it. I'm so proud of you. Those Mrs. America pageants are hilarious. It's like a bunch of older ladies, 80% married to gay guys, dressing them up like kind of old dolls. It's crazy. Glad she did it. I'm still on the tab, the main tab, the books tab, where if you scroll down past her books, reviews of Psyched to Be Skinny. Oh my God, we need to read this. She got a review from someone called The Bikini Chef. Anyway, underneath that, The Bikini Chef, I have to read that. But underneath that, there's a bunch of pictures of her at a book signing. And it's just multiple pictures of her holding the book different ways. It's very
funny. That's true. There's only like one person that we can see that actually came to the book signing, but she's doing it. And the funny thing is that, like, if you look at where her book signing table is, in the second picture, she's signing an autograph, and she's just like, she's signing it in the children's book section. She's signing inside the cheater's mind in front of children's books.
I know. What if it's like about cheating on your homework?
Maybe that's what it was all along. We've had the totally wrong read on this thing. Who would have thought?
Okay, so I clicked on The Bikini Chef, and it's just more of this book. This, oh gosh. But there's a subscribe thing that comes up with this older lady who's like, look. She's like, got her arms out, like, look, I'm skinny. What do you want from me? For get 10% off. And then there's The Bikini Guide to Butter. Okay. Bangers and cabbage mash, butternut squash mac and cheese, and stress reducing foods. Okay. I'm going to assume that was Susie Garcia, her partner.
Yeah. I really recommend you go to the talent tab and click on Supermodels Unlimited, where there's a brief questionnaire about Dr. Denise Pagewood, where she is sort of standing. She has a sort of a semi-provocative photo. And here are some questions that we're about to learn. We're going to learn a little bit more about our home house hunter star. So question number one, this does also feel like a pageant. When did you realize you wanted to help others for your career?
Oh, and then you click on that and it says, it drops down and says, in high school, I was always the person people came to for help. Oh, wow.
So we'll just have to assume that's when she realized that she wanted to help others because in high school. And then what's the most satisfying thing about your job?
Seeing people achieve joy in their lives.
Okay.
This is laid out so funny. It's like a questionnaire and you click on each question and a little thing pops down with her all caps answer. What's been your greatest personal career accomplishment, Denise?
Saving the lives of people suffering from suicidal idealization. Oh, okay.
Whoa.
That was... Whoa. I was not expecting... I thought it was ideation, but that's fine. But I did not realize we were making that turn at that moment, Ronnie. Okay, let's keep going.
It's not suicidal ideation, because that's when people are considering suicide. It's suicidal idealization. It's like trying to figure out the perfect way to commit suicide. You know, it makes it sound like a hobby there. And then just seeing her picture on the side with her hands behind her head and this little mini dress and her boobs all.
This phrase that's to the right does not match the picture to the left.
Because the picture is like so sexy and she's looking over at the questions. She's like, yeah. I can see you, suicidal idealization.
I have to say, thanks to my sexiness, I was able to save 10 people. So then, what's been your greatest career accomplishment for one of your clients?
Seeing them laugh again.
And what's the best thing a client ever said to you?
It's fun to come see and it makes their whole week.
That's the best thing someone said. She's fun to come see. And finally, where is your career headed over the next year?
I have a new book out called Inside the Cheater's Mind. The next book I'm working on is 21 Days to Trust After Infidelity. Which I guess she never really got to that, but didn't get to that.
Yeah. Wow, this is a wonderful insight from Supermodels Unlimited.
I really love when House Hunters people use the show as a launch pad. You know, another one we're recapping is where a guy's like, I am in the music career for my daughter in Chesapeake. And it just cracks me up that it's like, you know where I'm going to sell some more books? I'm going on to House Hunters. And hey, she just might have, because I didn't know about the book Psych to Be Skinny. I would love to jump up and down and say Psych to Be Skinny. Maybe I'll read it.
We're just sitting here just giving her all sorts of promotions. So she's doing the right thing. And I do want to say the last thing I want to mention about this website, because we should get on to the recap, is that I clicked on the upcoming appearances and it's just a blank calendar. And then below it is just a picture of her like talking, like she's standing in front of like with a piece of paper to talk from. And it says, there's a caption in case we're confused. Dr. Denise Wood speaking to a class at the University of Minnesota. Like this... And this empty calendar. So that's what's going on with her.
I think she moved to Florida and she was like, fuck this. I'm going outside. Okay. There's a lot of time. There's a lot of ways you need to waste your time in Fargo. It's freezing there. So here we are. Soft rock, says the screen, because I've got closed captionings on. It says soft rock. So we're driving through Naples. And let me tell you right now, I've learned from this show, Naples loves the color yellow. Everything yellow in Naples, every building in Naples, like the HOA in Naples is like, it's going to be yellow, right? Okay.
Is Naples, Florida on the west coast of the state? I'm looking it up. I think it is on the west coast, right? I'm sorry that I did not look this up beforehand. Yes, it's on the west coast. Okay, so it's sort of like across from Fort Lauderdale, if you went like directly across the Everglades. That's where Naples is, just to set the stage, just to you know, make this all make sense.
So she's driving in the car, her husband's driving, and he's like a kind of a dopey big guy, and he's already got the Florida patterned shirt and weird hair plugs. They've both got very weird hair going on. She's got the crazy wig, he's got the plugs, and he looks like one of those real baby dolls. You know those babies that look real? They're like creepily look real?
Yeah.
He looks like one of those, but like an old version, like if a baby doll, like a real old version doll. And so they're Denise and Jim.
I feel like
guys.
he looks like Josh Brolin if Josh Brolin weren't famous. Like that's the direction Josh Brolin would have gone in his life, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. He's got a little Brolin in him. So
and she to me looks like every single Real Housewives of Miami late cast member just rolled into one and in a yellow wig.
She looks like a smoked cigar to me with a wig on. That's what she looks like to me.
So he's sitting there saying like, whoa, well, it's amazing. The blue sky, we're kind of used to being kind of cloudy. And she just is like, isn't most sky blue?
Yeah, she's like, ah, no sky's blue. Come on. He goes, yeah, but we don't see the blue sky though. Come on. So they introduce themselves to us, and he's like, I'm Jim. I'm a gastroenterologist. And then she does this thing where she poses for the camera with her, you know, her fist on her hip, you know, and she just kind of like yes. moves her face towards the camera a lot. She's like, well, I just wrote her wig. Oh, my God. I can't. I'm going to write her wig 10 more times. But don't let her near an open flame because that looks like a pom-pom about ready to go. So she's like, I'm a doctor of clinical psychology. I write books. I've written, how many? 3 books now, right, Jim?
It's like 3 books. That's right. 3 books.
So they met in the hospital, and we see pictures of them when they were younger. When she was younger, she definitely looked like a character that Kathy Baker might have played. And she was interning, and they started dating, and they've been married for 25 years. And you know what? He amazes me every day. He's quick-witted. He's fun. He's great with the kid. I don't really know his name, to be honest. But you know what? I feel really blessed for what we have.
I mean, a man that's still shocked at blue sky. How can you not love him? He's taken his hair from his ass crack and almost grown it into a man bun. I mean, that's a man right there. That is a man.
He always thought that song was called Boo Skies. It was about a scary sky. He always go, Boo Skies, nothing but Boo Skies. I had to tell him it was blue. He was shocked.
Denise is very beautiful. She's extraordinarily energetic. And when she focuses on something, it happens, despite obstacles. She said she wanted hair made from the same material the zipper part of a Ziploc bag is made from. And by golly, just look at her. You could store celery in that for a year in that head of hers, all right?
Actually, sometimes she does have a crudité in there from time to time. So
you know what I love her best with? A cider ranch. Am I right?
You know what's great? Every now and then when our pastry brush flunks out, we just take a little bit out of a wig and stick it onto that thing. Does a great job.
One time we left a car wash and we still had some little droplets on the window. Denise just went out there and started whipping her hair around. Came right off.
She was the original Willow Smith.
Yeah.
So Willow Smith, excuse me. So then they live in Fargo, North Dakota.
Wait, what does that mean, the original Willow Smith?
Did she have Smith had that song? I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
Wait a minute. You can't go from Kathy Baker to Willow Smith. Like, I need some kind of middle ground.
You need no middle ground. This is Crabbins. We just do that. So so we're giving them crazy northeastern accents, but they're actually from Fargo, North Dakota. And you know what? Our house is too big for us now. And you know, we know our kids are off to college. I mean, you should have seen the way they ran out that door. Like, finally, I can start a new life and not tell anyone about my mom with the pasta hair, huh?
You know, so, hon, Nikki might be coming home this weekend. Did I mention that? And she says, we chose Naples because the weather here is glorious. Oh, yeah, and our daughter's going to be joining us. She's a college freshman, and she's going to spend her summers here. Our son's going to be here, too. We're going to be sending him gift certificates for air travel, okay? Our home in Fargo just sold, and we're under so much pressure. We're under so much pressure to find something. Never the way to come on House Hunters.
Yeah, yeah. No,
never.
I don't think you want to seek out real estate in Naples under pressure, right? I think you got it.
Right.
You know, you could wind up in a real doozy.
And she is so ready to live in Florida because the next scene, they're on a patio somewhere talking to the real estate guy. And she's got a humongous plastic wine glass, like from Big Lots. You know those gigantic oversized ones that you get there? And the real estate, another big dopey guy. She loves being surrounded by big dopey guys. He comes over. Yeah. He's like, isn't it nice out here? Isn't it nice? And she's like, weather, am I right? Weather. Weather.
Okay, I want 3 bathrooms. 3 bedrooms, and I need a study to work in, okay, to write my books. Something with a pool and a lot of space. The pool doesn't have to be in the study, by the way, Joseph. Put your pencil down. Okay, I want study, comma, pool, comma, lots of space outdoors.
Oh, okay. You know what? Okay, so do you want high ceilings? Do you want low ceilings? And she's like, oh, high ceilings. I want high ceilings. Who has ever asked for low ceilings? I've never seen anybody. I've watched a lot of house hunters. I've never heard anybody say, you know what? Can I please have some low ceilings?
We're really looking for a crawl space. You know, in my effort to look younger, I'm actually going to try to move like a baby. Okay.
Well, I want something with a lot of chandeliers, something classic, elegant. And he's like, well, I like Midwestern dark wood floors. You know, she impressed on me that dark might not be the best thing to live in. And I said, have you seen you in the morning? Am I right?
And shockingly, when she's talking about what she wants, she doesn't really say bling. Because then the rest of the episode, it's like, I don't know about this gravel driveway. I want more bling. Can you put some diamonds in the gravel, please? Everything is bling.
Yeah.
I need more bling, please.
She goes, well, I just want a nice community to live in. And then she poses with her arm on her, her fist on her hip again. She's like, you know, where there's lots of activities, a further out of town would be fine with me. And Jim's like, no, centrally located dark wood. I think we're going to do a lot of things outside the community. For me, I need proximity to the ocean. That's why we're going to look at some condos, okay?
And she says, you know what I want? I want a single family home. Spanish revival. I don't know what Spanish revival means, but I do like tapas. So if we could have a house made of tapas, I would love that.
I really don't eat much. And you know, Spanish revival sounds blingy. Okay.
So his budget's 800,000. Her budget's $1 million. And Jim says, you know, Denise is going to find $200,000. I don't know where, because we don't want to be house poor. Okay. We want to be bling poor. Okay, Denise, hold on. You're going to get plenty of time to say bling.
We're already weave poor, all right? We don't want to be house poor, too. Well, this first place checks Jim's boxes, and then we see the big, goofy real estate guy. He's like, this is called Mid-Naples. I like the proximity to the beach forum. I like the proximity to the shops. I like to the proximity. I'm just going to keep saying proximity because I sound smarter. Hey, lady from House Hunters. Low ceilings are high. Give me the truth. Because I know some people out here need some low ceilings. You know? Like, not everybody wants to look up and think, wow, my roof is in the sky. You know, whatever happened to a low ceiling? Am I right?
Hey, Denise, real quick question. Cracked foundation or solid foundation? Which one do you want?
Closed pipes or pipes with holes in them? What do you think?
Asbestos or, no asbestos? What do you think?
And he goes, well, I need proximity to the shops because, you know, I think that Denise might like the shop. So then we go to house 1, 3 beds, 3 bath. And Jim's like, well, you know, this isn't what I grew up with, but, you know, it's not gated, but it's more like what I grew up with. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. He says, you know, these big lots. Big yard, privacy. And Denise is showing up. So she's just like ready to really push her books. She's got this electric blue crop top and a little mini skirt that she's wearing, and she's strutting through, and so he's like, yeah, this is like what I grew up with. Well, you didn't grow up with palm trees though, Jim. You're from freaking Minnesota, all right?
And then she holds her head back and just laughs. She's like, ah, with her fist on her hip.
Skinny. Yeah.
She's a character. So she's like, well, very nice. You know, it looks very nice. And the real estate guy's, look, it's got nice high ceilings, just like you said. Okay, so it's $94.99 with high ceilings. I did my job. I'll take my commission now. Thank you very much. Trying to make a movie by 3.
I hate this house, by the way. They walk in, and it's like this open concept, but it's like totally not functional, a totally non-functional open concept, because they walk in and there's open space, imagine an L shape of open space, and in the sort of like the L part, the square, the kitchen's creates the corner of the L, like the interior corner. And so there's like a TV up on one wall, but the sofa is against the other wall. So basically you have a sofa facing the kitchen and the kitchen facing the TV. Where do you have a living room? Did you notice that?
Yeah, this was not a good house. And then one of the walls is mirrors. And Denise goes, you know, when you do mirrors like that on a wall, you do it to make the place look bigger. So it makes me think they're trying to do some kind of illusion for us. I mean, Denise, see how big the room is. You dope. Like, do you really think it's some magic trick? Like, you're not going to see how big the room actually is?
Denise, you are literally, like, you have bought 40 Barbie dolls and sewn together all their hair and put it on top of your head. And you're talking to us about illusions and, like, not liking the deceptiveness of, like, trying to, like, fool us into thinking we're seeing something else. Come on, Denise.
Also, if you really don't think you can see how big the room is, just turn around and face away from the mirrors, right? Duh. And she's like, but, you know, also, I can never walk by a mirror without staring at myself. So I'd just be looking at myself, walking back and forth. And Jim goes, yeah, you'd be like an animal frozen, you know, like an animal walking in a cage there.
Frothing. He goes, you'd be like a frothing, like an animal in a cage. I'd have the rest of my house to myself. You'd just be up there saying, psych to be skinny. Psych to be skinny.
So he doesn't like the great countertops, but she likes it. It's a nice ruby kitchen. And she goes, you know what? I could use bling. Where's the bling? I need the bling.
Yeah, I don't know what she thinks she's going to be moving into. I don't know what I'm not even sure she knows what bling even is. But and then she goes, oh, Jim, there's a TV for you, as if that's like a feature in a house. Like, oh, this house actually has a TV.
Yeah, because like this is the one with a TV in the corner of the kitchen, right? It's like got room.
No, that's later. This is just a TV in the living room, as most TVs are, right? Mm. So she's like, oh, look. A TV.
Wow, Jim, hey, got a TV.
There's a front door. It's a front door.
So now they go check out the indoor pool area. It's kind of like a screened-in pool area. And he goes, wow, that is a work of art. You know, I like seeing that from my room. Pool art. All right. Now this is what Midwesterners are used to. You are not. Just stop, sir. In Fargo, you do not have a screened-in, beautiful pool.
Everything reminds him of the Midwest and his childhood. He's like, oh, look at that crack. Look at that alligator walking across the golf course. Now this is like Minnesota. Just and yes, like I realize Fargo. I'm still doing a Northeastern accent for his Minnesota accent. I don't care.
He doesn't have a Minnesota accent. He kind of has kind of like a little doop, 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 kind of a dopeness.
He speaks a little bit like, it's like a very, very subtle thing. But now I've already committed to this strange Northeastern thing and I can't get out of it. So it's just what we have.
So she's like, you know, I'm worried about the landscaping, though. Who takes care of that? Real estate guy's like, you? You hire a landscaper. She's like, oh, God, I was going to say me personally, because that's not going to happen. Hold on, let me put my fist on my hip and
ha ha ha. So, you know, Jim likes the lot and the location, and Joseph says, well, you know, this has been on the market for a little bit, so there might be some negotiation room in it. What I'm trying to say is, I'm selling you a piece of shit right here that no one wants. So do you want it or no? Huh?
Yeah. So then they see the primary room, and it's got one of those sunken in ceilings with LED lights.
Yeah. It's like a there's. I tried to find out what that was called when you have that sort of like frame around the ceiling, and it has LED lights, which she loves. But it's like this orange light that looks like the roof is on fire.
Yeah, it doesn't look good because there's something reflective on it. And so you see the actual white dots in the LED light. Instead of it looking like one uniform line of light, it's like you see the little dots and stuff. It's just not good, guys. Not good.
She goes, it comes across as iridescent. I'm like, it comes across like a fire hazard. Like, it looks like you're in the flames of hell.
Also, it's literally iridescent. So, and the real estate guy's like, yeah, I mean, it's a light. Oh, so look, there's also matching closets. And she goes, oh, I like this. I like designer clothes and designer things. And I tend to accumulate a lot of crop tops. Lucky for Jim.
Yeah. So, Denise says, how would you feel about sharing a bathroom this size? Says, well, we have a bathroom triple this size now, and I can't share it because of, you know, crop tops. He goes, you know, Denise spends a lot of time in the bathroom, and this has been an issue for us. I actually have not seen her in 3 years. I was not expecting this Denise to come out of the bathroom. Whoa.
Pooping mostly.
Well, these counters are pink or something.
And the real estate, what they always say, just fix that.
No, sir, yeah, you fix that. You fix that. And she's like, it reminds me of the 60s.
And he goes, oh, the 70s? Hey, real estate guy, are you just off your game? Are you always this much of an asshole? Just say yes.
And Jim goes, well, you did like the Brady Bunch. He goes, yeah, you know, I did like that show. I always wished I was Marsha.
Which explains the wig. I mean, it is Marsha hair.
It's been a lot. And then yeah. A football actually hit her in the face, which was kind of like great timing.
Yeah. So then they go to the media room. And the real estate guy's like, this is a cool room. It's for media. Or you could have another office over here in the closet. Because look, you open these closet doors and there's a built-in little desk. And she's like, what? What are you going to do? Lock yourself in the closet to work?
I know. It was ridiculous. Like, just because you put a desk in the closet does not make the closet an office. It's just a closet with a desk in it.
Right. So then there's another little bathroom with two tiny little sinks and a third bedroom with two twin beds. And they love that the guest rooms all have bathrooms. That's really nice. Yeah. So she's like, well, I do like the kitchen and the high ceilings. What it could use. Bling, 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 bling. Give me that bling.
And she misses that there's no workout center or that there's no one to take care of the lawn. So they're going to go off to house number two. So they get in the car, and now it's the next day, and we see them driving, and she goes, oh my God, can you believe how many oysters I ate?
And he's like, and you fell asleep too, which I didn't think what was supposed to happen with the oysters. I mean, it's kind of odd, okay?
Kind of typical too.
She says, must have been the company.
That was a Marsha moment. So the house number two is 20 minutes from the beach, and they're in a gated community. And this place has a central area with like a pool and a workout facility for people in the community. And it's about 739,000. And now Denise's look is a sweater crop top with like a Catholic schoolgirl mini skirt that she's rocking.
She loves the crop tops and the mini skirts. She does. This one is one of those like faux rich people houses where they're like, look, poor people, you can be rich too, because everything is a big archway. And then there's, yes, you know, dollar store chandeliers in every room. So
this was almost identical to the house in Destin that we saw when we did the Destin episode with the gays. They went and saw a house that looked almost exactly like this.
And he's like, it's a good price, but I'm seeing a lot of mismatched fixtures, which good eye, yeah, because all she can see are the crystal chandelier, well, the crystal-ish. And she's like, I'm bling, bling. And he's like, those don't even match.
I thought that was rude of him to say about her wig. I mean, like, we all know it's not quite. Oh, he's talking about the sconces. Yeah, those were mismatched, yes.
She's like, we have a lot of extra money to spend if we want to, if we get this house. And goes, if we want to? No, we don't want to. Listen, we're not going to spend a lot of time in the house. We want to join a boat club, a country club, clubs. We need clubs, okay? I'd like a little air between what I can afford and what I spend, because I'm going through a goddamn club. I'm going to tell you that right now. Clubs.
And he's basically like, you know, I'm not going to say you're out in the boonies, but you're not in the action over here. All that crazy, crazy action of Naples, Florida. Am I right? And she's like, well, you know what? We have cars. We can drive. That's what cars are for, right? Come on, dummy. Come on.
She goes, this floor. And he goes, well, at least we've got one room with some wood flooring, because there's carpet everywhere but this one room. And he's like, I can lay on this. I could just lay on the wood floor. She goes, oh, this is going to be my office, so actually it's not going to be yours to lay on. Hold on. Wrist on hip.
Yeah, he's like, can I use it too? And she's just like, ha, ha, ha. That gets a double fist, if I could do a double fist on my hip. So now they go to the bathroom, and Denise is like, I don't know. She's like, I'd switch the lighting out. Don't you think it's kind of dark in here? Like, don't you feel like it could use a little bit more? Wait but for the it. Pool. Bling.
Bling.
And she's like, it leads right to the pool, though. And Jim's like, it's substantial. The pool's substantial. I'll say that. She goes, yeah, that would be an area where we could relax. We could have fun. We could really make it a family type affair. Which is my second book. If he cheats, make sure it's a family type of affair.
Psyched to be cheated on.
It's a family affair. So they go into the living room, and it's dark. You know, there's and the real estate guy goes, "You could put a chandelier in here." No, she means like from the sunlight, sir. It's a dark room.
Yeah. She goes, "I want a chandelier. I like all the things that have like lightness and brightness. I follow shiny things. That's why my hair is made basically of fiber optic cable that never got used."
You don't even have to plug it in all the way. You just stand next to something and boom, electricity's happening. I never understood those cables. I've broken so many of those fiber optic cables. I just don't. Those are the ones with the little light bulb thing at the end, right?
Well, the one with the little light bulb thing is not. I think that's just an optic cable. But fiber optics is like when they're all just like fibers, but they all have little dots at the end of light.
Oh, okay. So
either way, the point remains. The point remains.
Yeah. So there's a new brick-ish fireplace, and he's like, "Wow!" And then they have little guest rooms, but the real estate guy's like, "You could do a lot with this kitchen." You know what people are doing a lot now? They're flattening these counters, because basically it's one of those where there's a counter, but then there's another level to the counter that's high enough for people to sit out on stools. And he's like, "A lot of people just flatten these out so they have flat counters." And Denise goes, "Oh, interesting concept."
I never thought of things being flat. I'm more into things being pumped up. So
Denise has never heard of flat counters before. Okay, Denise.
And this is another one, again, just like in that other episode from Destin, where the kitchen is kind of like angularly shaped. It's sort of like the counter wraps around, and there's weird angles, and then there's this like random island. I feel like this was before islands became such a thing in kitchens. It's basically like this square at an angle. I guess it's to kind of match the sink, but it's just so bizarrely
in the middle of the center, and the kitchen's tiny and this thing shoved in there. I think you're right that people are like, people want islands now. Let's just get one and figure out a way. And every time you try and get something out of the fridge, you're like, ow, because you hit your butt on the corner of the island because it doesn't fit in there.
It's like a barely functional, it's just like a little square of space, you know. So Jim's like, "Oh, I love this kitchen. I wouldn't change a thing." I'm like, "It's an awful kitchen.
It's horrible. Everything's
terrible about it."
It is terrible. And then she's like, "I don't know. I'd want to like lighten the countertops." And they're like stone. Aren't they? I don't know if they're stone. They're probably not. They're probably like, yeah. And like, the real estate guy's like,
vomit.
He's like, "You know what now? There's companies that you can sand them down and just paint them." No, you cannot. Don't listen to this guy. This guy's the worst.
Yeah. And she, again, she's like, "Well, I love the high ceilings." She's like, you know, she's like, "I think it could work for a family because it's got bedrooms and bathrooms and closets," which, yeah, that's like, I like that. I think it could work for a family. It's got a roof. But yeah. She, oh, by the way,
she's needs a facelift, but who doesn't? Am I right?
And I forgot when he's saying this stuff, by the way, about like, "Yeah, you just sand it down and paint it." And Jim is like, "You know what, Joseph and my wife, they're both talkers and they're both strong personalities, and he's selling and she's buying." Joseph is basically like, "Here's what you can do. What you do is you call up a bird." Yeah, a bird, an actual flying bird. And you say, "I don't like this countertop." And they'll come and they will peck it away from you. "Okay, Jim, we're getting the birds. Get the birds in here."
It's just like where I grew up with birds. Shut up, Jim. This is not. So Jim's like, "Here's what I see. Dollar signs. All right. And we're not close to the action."
So now it's time to go to house number three. They're driving. And Jim is like, "Okay, we're getting there now. We're getting down in Naples. We're at the water already. Oh, wow. Well, this condo's on the ocean." And they're just not sure if they want to have. Denise isn't sure about having a condo when she's got two kids coming back from, you know, summer break and Christmas.
He's like, "But it's close to restaurants, and for this price, you just don't get a single family home close to the water." And so the real estate guy's like, "So this is a low rise. It's sort of what they did back then, but it's got amenities." And it really is just, it looks like it's for just much smaller people, the whole building.
They're standing outside this generic yellow, faded yellow building, and Joseph goes, "Well, you know what? It's an older building." Like, no shit. this thing looks like such a garbage pile of a building already. That's just, I was, there was part of me that was thinking, oh, it's shitty on the outside, but when they get inside, it should be gorgeous. But it was
it's worse on the inside.
It was like a generic apartment in NoHo or something.
Yeah. So she's like, is this on the water? And he goes, oh, it's on the bay. The ocean's on the other side. The bay's made out of water, right? It is. It is. So they go in. I think it's ugly as hell. It's got gross, dirty carpets. It's got a terrible view of just another building across the street. It's got light blue walls. It's just not good. And Jim's like, so, but you're not on the bay in here. Didn't you say it was on the bay? And the real estate guy's like, but you can see the bay. And then they show out the window. You see like a little sliver of the
between view. Two other shitty old condos from 1972. It was like, this was the biggest con job. The apartment looked like the sort of apartment you live in when you're 23 and have a roommate. And like this little sliver of not even ocean, just like some sort of moving water. It was awful.
Yeah, not cute. And Jim's like, huh, you got your high ceilings, Denise. Because they're really low, popcorn, basement
sarcasm,
style.
Sarcasm, huh? Yeah, sarcasm.
Basement style ceilings. And she's like, where's the bling? Where's the chandeliers? Where's the light bling? It's not here. There's no bling. I'm not putting my hand on my
hip.
I'm not doing it.
That gets 0 out of 4 hands on hips, okay?
I will not be throwing my head back and laughing at that. No.
So then they're in the kitchen, and Denise does like the backsplash, so there's that. And Jim's like, you know, all we need is a microwave and a sink. And they do have a TV fixture here, so obviously someone was thinking about the important stuff.
I like that she liked the backsplash because it's bling. It's got like one reflective stone in it. She's like, wow, bling.
And she's like, oh, well, Jim will just stand here and watch the TV all freaking day. How useful is this guy, huh?
So then the primary bedroom, she's like, oh, I mean, I think it's bright enough, but it's just really bad. And it's so bad that the real estate guy goes, there's air conditioning. No shit, it's Florida.
He's showing them like the utility closet for the air conditioner and the water unit and everything. And that's like, they're just scraping the bottom of the barrel to find any kind of perk, right? And Jim's like, well, look at this. They do look pretty brand spanking new, just like the old wig over here. I think I'm seeing this place. It's pretty turnkey, you know?
And then there's a half bath, and it's just bright orange. It's just really bad. Denise goes, they did a good job with this. You two don't deserve a good house, okay? If that's what you're going to say to that bathroom.
So then they look, then Denise looks out a window and she just points at a house and she's like, I want that one over there. Okay. Joe's like, well, you're going to need a few more zeros. Well, I got one right here. That's you, Jim. You're the zero.
The biggest zero around, Jim. And Jim's like, that happened in our last house. Denise and my daughter looked out a window and they liked a more expensive home a block away and we had to buy it. Oh God. Thanks a lot, Joe.
I was like, I have to have this. The house, not Jim. I mean, there's not enough oysters in the world that makes me want to go back to this guy, huh?
Trust me, if there was a window around when I met Jim, I would have crawled out of it.
Psyched to be with Jim is not the name of my book.
Psyched to be not within.
Psyched to be with Jim. Psych. See, there's a double psych going on there.
So, let's see. She's talking about the closet. She would take the bigger one, of course. And
she doesn't like the closet. We then get some footage of some of the amenities of this community, and it's just this sad, sad communal gym. Like that, this is one of the things that they want to be in a community so that they have like a clubhouse and all this. Just the saddest gym. I'm like, is there just any upside on this horrific condo?
There's really
right?
not. The tiny, it's like one Stairmaster in the gym, you know,
it was
and like
just
a TV with wires hanging out of the wall. And then they go out to look at the dock. Yeah. And he's like, wow, this is gorgeous. This wins on location. Look at this. It's a dock.
Wow. Four benches on a dock. You know, the other house had space and really everything that we wanted. But I think it's worth it to throw that all out the trash to sit here on a bench.
Yeah.
This one has a bench.
And she's like, come on, the ceilings are low and the rooms are small. The closets are small. He goes, but the view is priceless. The view is literally free. Go to the beach.
There's no view. And if you're talking about how much you love this dock, well, guess what? It's not your own private dock. You think you're going to go out there and it's going to be empty like that every single time? No, absolutely not. You have to move Doris out of the way.
Right. So now they're trying to decide on it. And Jim and Denise are heading home after just a few days in Naples. With their family place in Fargo already sold, they've got to decide quickly.
Mm-hmm. So house number one, and Denise is like, the mirror house, potential for bling, not much bling, okay? But there was a lot of light flowing in, and light can lead to bling, and it has a great outdoors, and outdoors sort of sounds like bling if there were different words, you know what I'm saying? So I give it a 2 blings out of 4.
I think that was the nicest one. That's what I wrote.
I don't know. I hated the big, the open, that's, you can't use that space. You can't.
Yeah, but the other two were just so ugly. I mean, that condo is definitely, you know, and the house was just going to need a lot of work. But you know what? I say it would need a lot of work, like, for me. But for them, they'll probably just vacuum it. Well, we end up seeing what they do, and they keep it the way it is. You know, what are you going to do? So then 5-bedroom is house number 2, and Denise is like, a lot of potential for bling. And Jim's like, it's a black hole of expense, okay? And it's far from everything, Denise. Come on.
This guy's acting like he has a thriving social life in Naples, Florida. You know, don't complain about it being far. You know what's far from the beach? Fargo. It's literally in the name. Fargo. You have to go far to get to the beach from Fargo. Okay, now you're 20 minutes away. So just, like, relax and take a drive.
And number 3 is the condo. She's like, not much bling.
If she says bling one more time, I swear.
So one, the large outdoors, 2, the hellhole, or 3, the great location. Ding dong! And they've got a guy over there that they've hired to hang the TV.
Like Rob Cooper.
That's their busy work for the scene.
Yeah. So they decide for house number 2 because the size, they need the size. So Rob Cooper, the handyman, is hanging an outdoor TV. And Jim goes, I based a lot of my desires on location on a map. What I found is that closer doesn't necessarily mean better lifestyle, and we feel like we can be anywhere with a reasonable commute.
Yeah, and Denise is like, okay, wait a minute, TV guy, wait a minute, that's too high. That's too, but you know what? We don't want to pay to rehang the TV. That'll cost money, and Jim's frugal. I'm like, then what do you have the TV guy over for? The math is already there, okay?
I know. He goes, I'm not frugal. I married you. You know how much oysters cost, and you know how many you ate, and I still didn't get any action out of it.
The most expensive nap you ever took. So he's like, we're not moving until things are the way my wife wants it, so it could be a decade. Okay, yeah, so then we see that she's just hung a chandelier. Have you seen these?
I was like, Ronnie, you said it wrong. Chandelier. No, there's something called a chandelier.
Yes, okay, if you guys... have Amazon. You all do. You have the internet. Look up chandelier on Amazon. They are so funny. My mother just moved, my mom and dad, and they put chandeliers in their house. And my mom, every time anybody comes over, she's like, you have to see the most amazing thing I got. It's a chandelier. And she takes you into every room. She's put a chandelier. And they're like fancy. You know, they've got like the crystals like a chandelier. But when you turn them on, these plastic blades fling out of it.
It's like a some sort of weapon or like cat claws.
Yeah, and they're invisible. Like you can't. They're clear plastic, so they whip out and they just start fanning the room.
Because I was like, wow, she got a chandelier that rotates like a disco ball. But I guess it was just that the fan was going and I didn't see it because I got chandeliered.
You did. You got tricked by the chandelier. I think those things are so fucking funny. And that Denise has one. And my mom is walking around like it's the fanciest thing that ever happened to her. It just kills
me. We need to get your parents on House Hunters. Because even though they just moved, we all know House Hunters films after the fact. So
I looked at homes with them, and she was very House Hunters-y. Like, she had her things that she stuck to the whole time. She hates gray walls because everything's gray and it looks like a prison, right? So, and everywhere is painted gray. It literally is. So yeah. We would walk in, she's like, nope, gray, prison, jail, no. It's like, Mom, you can paint the house. No, what are we going to paint it? Gray? I'm sure that that's what they're going to tell us to paint it. Gray. Everywhere is gray. Why is everything fucking gray in this house? Also, yeah, she hates windows.
Your mom definitely has to be on.
My mom hates windows. Yes. She hates light. Like most of the people on these shows are like, wow, look at all this natural lighting. My mom's like, disgusting. How are you going to put blinders in here? Are you going to put the big wood Venetian blinders in here? I won't move in here without those.
She misses the good old days of cement brutalist architecture, with like when they have the little slits of windows in those buildings.
She hates that. She wants a brown house. She wants all the walls to be brown, and she wants really thick wood blinds ever. And she found it. Give the woman some wood, some dark, and a chandelier, and she's fine.
I mean, how you can't see a chandelier if it's competing with daylight.
Yeah, exactly right, Ben. God, you would have been a good real estate agent for her.
I would have been great. And that's basically the episode. They just turn on the chandelier and they just celebrate that they've found the spot for themselves. And that is the happy conclusion to Bling Battle in Naples, Florida.
Yes. And then apparently she stopped writing books forever. So I need to know what really happened here.
Apparently she has not been booked for a speaking engagement in Naples, Florida, according to the calendar. So we'll just keep an eye out on that.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us for another Dwell Hello. We sure love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.